Hello and welcome to our Friday meditation. I'm Katharina Seidler from Resource Yourself, and I'm really looking forward to spending this half hour with you meditating and focusing on bringing good energies into our system and positive information. This week, I want us to look at conflict. I've been inspired by the clients that I had this week and the issues that I worked through with them. And I think that sometimes conflict can be with another person. And sometimes we only know that conflict exists because we actually avoid that person or we don't really get in contact with them. Sometimes we can't just look them into the eye, or we actually express a dissonance that we have. We don't want to feel separate. We don't want to feel dissonance, and we don't want to take a risk of something being destroyed. But even if we maintain peace or a seeming peace underneath, if there's a conflict, there's really negative energy, and that needs to come out in some way. And the only way for that to happen is if we open up to it. And the same happens when we have conflicts within ourselves. We do have different sides, and sometimes we can't have them all in alignment and pulling in the same direction, but one part of us may go one way and another part a different way. When this is the case, then we have an inner conflict. So today I want us all to look at conflict in the way that is best for each and every one. So as we go through the process, your subconscious will tell you where there is a situation of conflict that you could look at and feel through. So let's see where this takes us. As always, we'll start setting a few intentions, and I want you to think the phrases and radiate them out as if you were sending them outside of your body into the world. Okay, so here we go. I am aware of my source and supported and guided in my process by a higher power. We are supported and connected in body, mind, and spirit with all the people joining us in this process of growth. I am ready to resolve conflict. I am open to exploring dissonance. Conflict effortlessly transforms within me. So I'm inviting you to just follow my voice as if it were your own thoughts. At first, I'm concentrating on my breathing. And every time I inhale, I let my attention drift wherever it wants to go. A thought, a sensation, an image. I can hear the sounds that surround me. And as I exhale, I let go. I perceive my own breathing and how it moves my body. And as I exhale, I let it go. I can be aware of tension in my body and weights or blockages that I can sense. And as I exhale, I let them go and I exhale some of this tension and negativity. And inhaling, I let my attention drift. And exhaling, I let go. And with every breath, I can relax a little more into this current moment. I inhale and I'm right here. I exhale, letting go of my perception. There's nothing I have to reach or nowhere I have to get. I just allow myself to relax into this moment, to go deeper, to a place where I'm more connected with my intuition and my intuitive inner guidance. I can notice the pressure and tense sensations. I breathe into them and exhaling, I let go of them. For a moment, I concentrate on my hands and on the space between them. I can imagine that this space represents an infinite field of light and information that acts outside of space and time and connects me with something bigger that I cannot fathom rationally, but I can sense it through my hands, and I can let them interact with this infinite field of light and information. I sense the temperature in my hands, sense of flow or movement or tingling. I allow them to move if they want to move. All the while, letting go of what I perceive every time I exhale. Now, this infinite field of light and information is not just between my hands. But I know that it's everywhere. So I allow my awareness to drift wherever I can sense it, within or outside of my body. And I let myself drift, thereby being guided by this Infinite intelligence. I allow it to connect me and to bring up whatever experience is just right for me. And I explore this experience here and now by giving it my full awareness. So I let my subconscious direct my attention to my conflict, the one that's most affecting me these days. And I search for this conflict with a person, a situation, or within myself, but not just in any way. I search for where and how I notice this conflict in my body. And if I'm not sure, I just let my attention go to where I guess the conflict might be in my body. If it were anywhere, where would it be? And I don't need to know or understand, I just need to be aware. And now, guided by this infinite intelligence, I just go with my attention right into this part of my body and into this conflict. I want to explore how it is right here and now. I let it bring up new sensations, new thoughts, new images. And I allow my body to absolutely inhale this conflict, to give it my full presence. I can notice resistance within myself towards this conflict or what it represents. Maybe it brings up certain thoughts or beliefs. I'm just aware and then I let them go. Maybe I can witness my own fear of where this might lead or what this might mean, and I can just inhale this fear, giving it all my attention, and exhale, letting it go. It's just an idea that I have here and now. As I inhale, I notice all my thoughts about this conflict without judging them, I let them go. I exhale them, allowing them to leave my energy system. And maybe I can even be aware of the dichotomy I'm experiencing. Dichotomy is something that consists of two parts that don't go together, that are separate. And I can just see, what is my black? What is my white? And now, just because I can, I imagine one side, one separate part in my one hand and one separate part in my other hand. I let my hands be on my right and on my left. And as I keep breathing, I just witness how my hands are coming together. I don't have to do anything and I don't have to make anything happen. I just give my permission and allow my hands to move towards each other. And if they stop and they don't want to move, if they don't want to move, I just witness how they don't want to move. And I let go of this experience with every exhale. And as I give my attention to whatever this brings up within me, I realize that every time I just feel what's there, movement can return, motion can start, and my hands can get closer again. I just focus on the resistance towards being one. And I witness it and give it all my attention. It can be here right now. I am willing to experience this resistance, this separation, and all the experiences that come with it. And maybe I can notice how my body relaxes and the resistance dissolves within this field of awareness. And I allow my hands, whenever they're ready, to come together. And when they do, I can put them on my heart and let this new information flow into my heart, into my body, my mind, into every particle and aspect of my existence. And I let myself sink into the peace that comes up within me. As I breathe and I enjoy it, it can become stronger in my experience and affect every part of my body, my mind, my existence. And as I breathe, I can allow my body to let go of all the memories and all the information stored in my cells that I'm now ready to let go of, and that helps me to transform conflict and separation. I am ready to be connected with all my parts, with other people, with everything that life brings to me to experience. And I know I can trust that whenever I actually feel an emotion or something negative, it starts to dissolve. Experiencing something without resistance allows it to transform, ease, and be transcended. And I let my subconscious give me one phrase or one element, one lesson, something that's important for me in my path of growth. What's the one thing I need to understand and have in mind now? So I let this energy of conflict resolution that's now within me, that I experience as peace and calmness or relaxation, I let it flow into every part of myself. I let it flow into my daily life and the situations I encounter. I let it flow into my interactions with other people. I let it flow into every aspect of separation in my life so that it can transform subconsciously and without any effort. And I notice how my body relaxes even more. I exhale all the rest of the tension, all the rest of the worrying, all the rest of resistance. And I trust that this experience here and now can affect and guide my daily consciousness and my way of approaching life. So I bring my awareness back to here and now in my physical existence. I take a few deep breaths, activating my body. And I notice the parts of my body that feel like stretching and moving. I enjoy this movement as it occurs. And I breathe deeply, noticing how I wake up or how my awareness shifts into a more awake state, allowing my eyes to open whenever they're ready. So I hope you enjoyed this process and you're feeling calmer and better now than when you started. It made me so aware of how we always want to avoid pain and suffering, when really feeling whatever brings up this label of pain actually already transforms it. And that really has to do with the difference between pain and suffering. And the fact that something can be really painful doesn't mean that we have to suffer with it or from it. So I want to encourage you to open up even to the painful experiences, even to the moments when you feel less or inadequate or not good enough. And to open up in the way that we just did it, because that allows you to expand and to transform these energies within yourself and then ultimately have a more peaceful and more beautiful experience. So I hope you have a really good week. I thank you very much for joining and for sharing this half hour with me. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you next week. So have a good time until then. Bye for now.